We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Nick McNamara in studio here with Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council here talking about deployments and how it's affecting the economy here. Nick was in here just a moment ago in the studio talking about reduction in contract spending. Can you talk more
about that? Well, I know there was something in the 1st Infantry Division post out there, and I know the garrison commander keeps an eye on that, and he kind of was reporting out. But I think he's just trying to talk to people about and kind of give them a projection, because we had a lot of construction going on out on the posts initially and stuff, and some of that's going to be falling off because we don't have as many projects as we had in the past, and a lot of people in the communities depend upon those construction projects that go on out there, and as they start to reduce in building and all those other things, we just have to forecast and figure that out. I mean, this goes hand in hand with what we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. We got to figure out how we bring more defense contracting here, not just from a construction perspective. That will help construction because they'll need to build and facilities, and not necessarily on the installation, but off the installation. And if we can do that, then we build a separate line of revenue. And then we also have now positions that we can take soldiers that are separating and retiring from the installation. They have certain skill sets, and basically transition them right into those defense industries because they have clearances. They have skills that are marketable. There's things that the defense contracting world is looking for in the defense industry, and that's critical. We got to figure out how we create that synergy, and it really is going to take a 5, 7, 10-year forecast to develop that campaign plan and for the entire region to focus and move forward on that.
Who do you think should be part of that conversation moving forward? I mean, maybe the chamber, I would think, could spearhead that.
Well, absolutely, chamber. But I think everybody's got to march in the same direction. You know, this is really a canoe moving out, and you get more seats, and everybody that gets in that canoe makes it go faster. And as long as we're rowing in the same direction, we're okay. But if one person's rowing in the opposite direction, that canoe's going in a circle. So, you know, for me, there's a lot of organizations out in the region that are working toward a common goal, but they're stovepipes. So how do we basically break down the stovepipes, get everybody rowing in the same direction toward the same objective, because they are working hard and we are applying a lot of resources. And the one that's probably the most important as far as resources is really time. So there's a lot of great organizations. A lot of folks are identifying the problems. A lot of people are applying solution sets, but we're doing it independently. And I think there's an opportunity for us, at least from this particular issue, for us to work together to try to find a common solution.
Fair enough. As far as the deployments are happening now, when will we see? Is there more soldiers going to be flying out of here pretty soon? Here, I know there was some in January.
Yeah, they're periodically departing, and most the bulk of the organizations that went to Europe and Afghanistan, the Middle East. They've already departed. What we have is 2nd Brigade that's going to go out to the National Training Center. That'll happen sometime in March. And then, of course, you've got smaller formations and organizations that will be going out as well. So this is normally for a 9-month rotation now is what they're set. So start your clock now, and probably in about 9 months you'll see individuals flowing back in. The goodness, if there's any goodness in a deployment, I'll tell you, they're challenging, no matter where you're going or what mission you're performing. Anytime you separate from families and home, that's hard. The good deal for the community is this rotation or deployment kind of takes place when kids are in school. So families aren't apt to basically pull kids up and out of school to go back to their home like they would in a summer rotation. And so we're probably going to see a lot of families here, a lot of dependents here. They're going to be without their service member, and we need to just understand that and make sure we embrace them and make sure that they're taken care of like we do. We do it greatly in this community. We are the best at wrapping our arms around servicemen and women and their families and our veterans, and we need to just continue to do that.
And, you know, speaking to that point here, I know care packages are usually sent during the holidays here. But certainly, I mean, year-round, if you wanted to do something nice for a soldier's family, that can be done year-round.
Absolutely. You know, in Desert Storm, we had absolutely nothing. So care package became the central focus of life. I mean, whether it was toothpaste, hot shots, candy, whatever you could send to the service member. Today, I would temper action with wisdom. I would reach out to service members if you have them deployed and you know who they are, and ask them what they need, because they're really doing a good job of providing an AFES, a commissary, a PX type of facility that gives them basic goods and some things they can do. Some of the soldiers that are deployed to Europe, for example, some of them do have access to facilities that get toothpaste and foot powder. And, I can't remember when in 2005, when I was in theater, somebody sent 5 boxes of foot powder. Hmm. We had it. I appreciate it. I was very thankful. But I still think that about 4.5 boxes of the foot powder kind of stayed in the containers. So you have to, like I said, temper action with wisdom, probably reach out to the organizations, find out what they need. Sending something that's a little piece of home, it always works. Always works. So that gives them a reminder, makes them feel comforted, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I have like 6 bottles of hand lotion. I was going through my bathroom cabinet the other day. I asked my wife, where does this all come from? Oh, my dad gives it every year at Christmas in my stocking, and it just piles up. We don't use it fast enough. So that's interesting kind of way to relate to that here at a smaller, much smaller level here. But recently, we've heard the booming going on over at Fort Riley. What's the latest going on over there as far as training activities?
Well, I mean, the artillery brigade, the Devardi, is still out there and does a wonderful job. And, they have to fire to stay proficient. It's all about mm-hmm. readiness. And so, we have an incredible training facility out at Fort Riley. And sometimes with these clear, cold nights, that sound's going to magnify.
Yep.
We're fortunate. I've been on installations, believe it or not, that you get hundreds of noise complaint calls a night when soldiers are training and they're out there doing those things that they need to do in order to prepare for the fight. Here at Fort Riley, we're blessed, at least we were when I was out there, and I'm sure it's continued, with having a community that's understandable and really goes to great lengths to make sure that we can continue to train and fight the nation's wars, and we're prepared to do that.
Well, that's one of the great things about living here. I enjoy it. I think it's kind of cool to hear that, and you're protected. So, Perry, appreciate you coming out here. We'll talk to you again in March.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and appreciate all that you do for spreading the word about the military here in the community.
We're happy to do so. We appreciate all they do for us. That's going to do it for In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, and I'll give it back to you, Nick.
Good job today. You can check out the rest of this episode archived on our website, newsradiokman.com. Head on down to the on-demand section and look for In Focus. Tomorrow's guests include Representative Tom Phillips. He'll be calling us about a legislative update. We'll have some folks from the Beach Museum coming in to talk about the photography exhibit there, and we'll have C. Clyde Jones in to talk about Shepherd's Month. Stay tuned for more here on News Radio KMAN.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
I'm Steve Kaifin. At the National Prayer Breakfast this morning, President Trump struck a moderate tone.
There is no limit to what we could achieve.